your team member. That's what I always tell people is I'm on your team. So if you have something that you need to tell me about it.
You can fix it then.
Exactly. Like I've had people, it's like, well, you know, they'll call me and they'll say, well, I'm going to go buy a new car. My answer normally is, hey, can you wait till after we get the house done? That would be my canned answer to it. But now let's say they got to go get a new car. They had a wreck. They have to get a car. Then I'm going to pre-qualify them or I'm going to pre-approve them with that car payment. But tell me, don't just go do stuff.
Well, because then we also say, don't go buy the furniture you're going to put in that house before.
No, and everybody has seen that happen.
If they bring it up, if online they can't bring it up.
No, that's exactly right. There's a lot. There's a lot that is left out there that are bigger question marks when you do it online. So I'd really prefer to do it either in person or on the phone. And like I said, it doesn't take me 10 minutes. And that way you also get to know me. I'll tell you, the veterans that I've had since we're on VA, like coming from California here, transferring here. I had one from Germany just now that we closed. That way they feel, if you've talked to me, you then now feel comfortable when you're emailing and texting me like you already know me. It's a much more personal relationship.
They know you're from San Angelo.
They do. They know that. But they don't feel bad. If they want to text me at 9 o'clock at night and say, hey, Valerie, I was just thinking about this, I'm going to answer you back. If I'm not asleep, I'm going to answer you back.
Yeah, you're asleep at 9 o'clock.
A lot of times I am. But I'll answer you back. It's one of those things that I will try to watch the email and watch the text. And if you have already talked to me, you already know me. I already know you. I kind of know what you're thinking. You know what to ask me. So I really prefer to make it a relationship, not just a loan.
I agree 100%. That's one thing I love about my job is you get to meet a lot of people and you get to make relationships and have it. And you sit about 9 o'clock. I can tell the stories. I got tickets being a president's club, a major investor, and all that. You get special privileges when you go to national events and stuff like that. And I will say the band that was or the celebrity whatever it's called concert whatever they had. I didn't even know who they were to be honest with you, but some band. Yeah, but whatever. I guess some too old. But
somebody liked it.
Yeah. Aaron Nelson was there, and young, you know, he knows. And you get the deal. And I said, well, I got these, and they looked at it, and I said, well, what time? They said, well, they start at 9. I
went, oh, man.
So guess what I did?
Do you give your tickets away?
I gave them to her, and yeah, I did.
I've started working out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I swear it takes me everything to stay awake till 9 o'clock on those nights. I am so dang tired. So, but I will. If I'm awake, I'll answer you back. I keep my phone beside me.
What time do you go to work in the morning?
If it's on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm there by 6. If it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm there by 6:30. So we go early. We are. We're early people. We are.
So you kind of open the bank up, don't you?
I open it, and I normally close it.
So that's one reason you get to... not that early. How's that? Hey, if you call me at 6 o'clock, you're in trouble, buddy. I'm just going to tell you right now. Well, you won't get answered. I will just order it that way. But, okay, we've talked about that. We've got our loan approved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, and we've got the loan working.
Yes.
So, well, actually, then you come talk to me. And we got to come find you a house.
That's right. And I don't usually give you a letter. So I always tell people this is have, like, I'll get with Scott and I'll say, just holler at me when you're ready to write the contract. Because my letter has an amount on it and an address. And so that way I may do 5 or 6 of them for you.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It takes me 5 minutes to do them. We don't mind doing that. But that way you don't have a letter with a large amount for a house that's going to be smaller.
Yes. And with address too.
That's right.
Because most realtors want both those amounts. And what she just said is, and for you, you don't want it to be qualified for $500,000 when you only offer $250,000.
Yes.
Not good for you that way. See,
no.
See how she's helping you out there. So we've got that. So now we go find a house. We found the perfect house. And then I'm going to call Barry and say, hey, I need that letter now.
Correct.
So you can get the letter. So then I'm going to take that letter with your contract to
the realtor, the other realtor.
And they're going
to
have it and go, wow.
Yeah.
And I'm going
to
tell you right now, most realtors are going to say, hey, we got a local lender that's got our letter that we know, and we're going to say, hey, this person's really, really good.
And it's Valerie.
And it's really good. They're going to say that. They're going to say it's really good. Probably most of them are going to say it's Valerie. But they're going to say it's really, really good. So this is going to go through. They're going to have a lot of confidence it's going to go through. So you got a really good chance of getting the house. So, wow.
There you go. So yeah, do that. I mean, and again, what if I don't buy a house in 90 days? I just update it. It's no big deal. I'd rather you be prepared than unprepared. That's the worst thing, that you find a house and you're not ready to go.
What if I change my mind on the loan?
Change your mind as far as?
Like, okay, we got it, but you know, I don't want to use my VA after all. You know, I've talked and I've just changed my mind. Can I redo it? Can we do a different loan?
Yes.
So But I probably wouldn't want to do that, would I?
You probably not from a VA, no. But if you were, let's say, I actually had one that was going VA, but a certificate had some issues, so we couldn't use it. So we switched him to FHA, okay? And so we can do that. I mean, we can. The good thing is we do every type of loan. So let's say you're going bond, okay, and that your mama says, hey, I'll give you the money instead, which is a better deal because the bond interest rate's a bit high, then I can hurry and switch you to an FHA. Luckily, I have the same underwriters with our company that do all of those.
I'm still thinking this. Let's talk about FHA loans just for a second.
Uh-huh.
Pros and cons. And for a long, long time, I thought, well, FHA loans, you know, blah, 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 because the MIP.
Mm-hmm.
But hear me too, I've quit singing that tone. Because the rates are still low, and I'm still thinking one day the rates are going to go back up. I got to believe that, just because
right.
they were so high when we were younger.
Right.
I still think they're going to go back up someday.
Right. And they are. Seeing them go up a little bit now.
So little.
Little.
So little. But they're assumable.
Yeah.
You got to qualify, but they're assumable.
Right. That's a biggie.
Assumable loans are worth money.
But cheaper interest rate and the debt to income can be a lot higher, plus they're nicer on credit. FHA is still my go-to loan.
But I'm still thinking, if the rates are really, really good and people have some money later, people are going to pay more for that house just to buy that loan.
True.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's true.
So that's just one idea.
We haven't
seen
that yet, but I think it's going to happen in the future.
That's there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I think FHA is still our go-to loan. Also, let's say you get in the house. I told a young couple this other day. Everybody thinks it's my forever home. Hello. We don't ever think that. But some people do think that. And so I'll say, the national average is 5 years. If you get in that house and 3 years from now you say, I'm going to stay there, we just love it, then let's talk about we could always refinance it, maybe get rid of the mortgage insurance at that time if you've done stuff to the house. Otherwise, chances are you're never going to refinance. You're going to end up selling the house anyway. So don't look 30 years down the road. Look 5 years down the road. Quit thinking 30 years. That's too far to think.
I actually told Candy Pool, I'm going to build a townhouse that probably won't be sellable. And I described it. It's going to have a 6-car garage, maybe even a 1-bedroom with a study. It's probably not sellable. Says, I'm just not going to sell this one. She said, Scott, I never thought I'd hear you lie. But there's no such thing as you not having a house that you're going to keep. Because that's
No, you would always want it to be something that you could sell. Just
I'm never, ever going to have a house up forever because it's not possible.
Or possibly do what I did.
Overbuild that you'll never be able to sell?
And then you can't sell.
Yeah.
No, then you can't sell.
But you know
it.
What? There's no such thing as can't sell. I've never had a house I couldn't sell. And you have a beautiful house. And you know, when you say overbuild, Valerie is... It's just overbuilt because you know what? You build so pretty, somebody's going to want it.
Yeah, but you've just got to think a little bit through that because I'm a mover too. I like to move. I enjoy moving.
I heard you move 9 times in 2 years.
Yeah, I wonder who did that. Yeah, so I'm a mover. I think it's like spring cleaning. Okay, so I'm a good mover. I like to move. But some people really, young people will come in and they'll be because their parents stayed put at their house forever. But they'll say, I'm going to be there forever. And I'm like, oh, honey.
Yeah.
Chances are you're not going to be there forever. This is your first house.
Yeah.
So don't think so far. I always say, think 5 years. Think 5 years.
Or 3 years, or 2 years, or 6 months.
And I'm doing, let me throw this in too. I'm also doing some refis right now, and you would think, really, the interest rates have gone up. Why would you do refis? For people that are maybe needing a little bit of help, okay, like a home equity loan, equity in your house doesn't help unless you sell it and you get your equity or you borrow from it. And so say you've gotten yourself into a little bit of trouble with debt.
You're not going to believe this.
So I am doing quite a few of those right now.
Folks, we ran out of time. We got to go. Valerie, sorry.
You going to refinance your house?
Yeah, I got to sell it. I know. We got to go, folks. We had so much more to talk about. We got to get her another time. Folks, we appreciate you listening. We're out of time. Bye.